do a couple of them. Thank you, Tricia. Thank you, Sean.
That was fun. I used to play that with you, and then, you know, I played with Tricia and played it.
And you left.
I really wanted to record
that. You left
that
me
song.
For Tricia.
Well,
actually.
I really wanted to play. I was on Warner Brothers for a short spell, and I wanted to cut that song, but Tricia beat me to it.
Wow.
I really wanted that
song. I
didn't
know that.
Well, I'm from the wrong side of Memphis.
Well, shit. You are.
That's my actual life story.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes. I didn't have a 69 Tempest. But.
It's not too late.
I like it, though. It's a good tune. Did you write that with Gary Nicholson?
Gary Harrison.
Let's see. One time I was sitting around with my buddy Billy Burnett, and I had a little ukulele. I was a sidekick of this fella by the name of Cowboy Jack Clement, and he had loaned me a ukulele. And I went over there strumming along with Billy Burnett. And Billy, he replaced Lindsey Buckingham with Fleetwood Mac, you know. And so he was with Fleetwood Mac for years, and he had a little ukulele that Mick Fleetwood had given him. We were playing these famous ukuleles, and Dennis Morgan walked in with this guitar lick. He had a guitar that was in tune. Anyway, this little lick turns out, we started writing this song, and it turned out to be George Strait's 57th number one song. We think this is the one that actually put him over the top.